Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Jeff Oskey's hair, stupid world records, and Donnie Baker. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
My name is Dick Mango. In Terminal B up to New Orleans International Airport here in New Orleans, Louisiana. Thank you. Hey, but let's face it, for some of us, the best part of the Super Bowl are the commercials and the halftime show. Doritos. Mercedes. M&M's. Screw the game. Here's GoDaddy. Oh, my God. Man, those chicks are hot. Miller Bud. Ford and Chevy. Pepsi Coke, shelling out $4 million a spot. Tell me who is playing, I don't know, and I don't give a damn. It's halftime, that's the reason I'm now watching. Hey Beyonce, I've got something right here you can lip sync. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, the Dick Mango Trio from New Orleans, Louisiana. My name is Dick Mango.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And there's Tom Griswold. We're members of his cult. You know, no one joins a cult, Willie. You just look up one day and here you are.
Damn you and your charisma.
Yeah.
As Drew Hastings said yesterday, I believe, it was we're all here due to, what was it? Something overt threats and smoke and mirrors pay policies.
I'm very
overt.
Proud.
Overt threats.
Yes. Thank you very much, Drew Hastings. And by the way, Drew is going to be doing stand-up once again. He's been working on his book for a couple years. Former Mayor Drew Hastings, along with our own Jeff Oskey from the new famous segment on this show and Things We Failed to Mention.
Have you seen Oskey today?
Huh?
Have you seen Jeff today?
Yeah, he got a haircut.
Yeah, he did.
J.O. got them all
cut. Amazing.
Yeah, he looks very handsome.
Yes.
Now instead of looking homeless, he looks like a homeless person that got a job as a substitute teacher for a day.
He's like one of those homeless people who can sing real well, so the news station tries to clean him up a little bit.
The golden voice.
Remember that guy in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
Boy, they really tried to make that work.
The
and
guy
then they
at
went,
the freeway sign?
Whoops, he's crazy.
Didn't he get permanently cleaned up, though? Isn't he okay now?
No, I thought they went, you can't really.
Oh, God.
He's back
on. I feel bad for him. Speaking of, could you get that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie.
How are you? I'm good, but I can't talk long because I'm right in the middle of making a big, giant pot of chili for the 3rd annual Baker Family Chili Cook-Off
competition. All right.
Very nice.
Good.
Well, to be honest, I don't think I got much chance of winning.
Uh-oh.
Why not?
I finished fourth last year.
That's not too bad, fourth place in a chili cook-off.
Sure, it doesn't sound bad on paper, but the fact remains the only people who signed up was me and my two Uncle Sonnies.
So you finished fourth out of three people?
Yeah, that's what I said. What do you want me to do, Tom? Throw a red flag at Foot Locker or something? I came in four-thirds. Hell, I don't know. I've never been good with decimals or fractions.
Sure.
But that's what the ribbon said. So this year, I'm going to make my chili even hotter.
Really?
Or like that chef on TV says, I'm going to kick it up to the crouch.
Oh, yeah. Gone. Ghost pepper, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Willie, I've been experimenting with different peppers.
Oh.
Jalapenos. Problemos, anisitos.
Oh, that's going to be hot.
And even, yeah, I'm doing them ghost pepper. You ever had a ghost pepper, Tom?
No, I hear they're unbelievably hot.
Yeah.
Well, they call them ghost peppers on account after eating just one, you'll start praying that the good Lord will take you. I swear to God. I'm talking closed casket. Not to mention, the last time I had anything that hot on my tongue was... Angel Skinner's sister.
Oh,
sorry, God. Yeah, that's when she was the head cheerleader at Sexton High School back in my freshman year. The bad thing about really spicy food is it'll make you cry sometimes, which is the last thing you want to do when you're around a bunch of dudes bragging about cooking chili.
Yeah.
Michael Sonny with a Y, he walked in after I tried that ghost pepper.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "What's wrong, crybaby?" You know, in front of everybody. I got him back, and I kicked him right in the junk with a pair of steel-toed Crocs. Oh, God. Oh, and I learned this the hard way. It's important to wash your hands. If you've handled peppers, before you go to the bathroom, wash your hands with that lava soap, the kind truckers use. Because when you handle your own jalapeno, you'll be all, well, usually it only burns when I pee. Now it's burning all over. You know? And good news is, even though I probably won't win this year's cook-off, at least I won't be walking bow-legged for a week like my Uncle Sonny did.
Ouch.
I better run. I gotta return Whiffy's library books, Christy, before I end up owning my whole roll of nickels.
Not my fault.
Stupid inflation. All right, guys.
Thank you.
Boy, inflation is a bastard, isn't it?
Thank you, Don.
That's all of us.
A gymnast in the UK has broken the Guinness World Record for the farthest backflip between two horizontal bars.
It's amazing.
What? Is it?
How far is it?
I don't know.
It's horizontal or oh?
The 29-year-old.
Two bars. The guy. Go ahead, check out this
one. Let him finish, please.
29-year-old Mr. Ashley Watson earned the title with a distance of 19 feet, 6.8 inches.
Hey, Josh, he has a girl's name.
I'll say.
This guy's a badass.
Breaking his own record of 19.3 inches.
What
so there
is the
you
record
go.
Again? What is the record again?
He's jumping from one bar to another bar doing a backflip.
19 feet, 6.8 inches.
That'd be all the way across this room.
So let's say 20 feet.
It's amazing.
So he's just standing? He goes from a standing position.
I gotta see this.
He's on a bar.
And right? He's going through two horizontal.
Whipping around.
Oh, okay, okay. All right.
Between two horizontal bars.
Yeah, and then goes.
Does a backflip and grabs the other one.
Okay.
So he catches himself.
Without killing himself.
Oh, so it's two horizontal bars.
Anything anyone in a circus could do.
No, it's just the world record.
Any one of the second string Cirque du Soleil, you know what I'm saying.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, they could do it.
Yeah. So he's, between two horizontal bars.
Standard horizontal
bars. This is like Batman level gymnastics. You know, the Caped Crusader jumps off a building and rescues somebody. This is brilliant.
But of all the things you're going to... he respects the Caped Crusader.
I love that he's called professional gymnast. That's a title you don't see very often.
Right.
Yeah, he gets his tax return looked at every week.
But that's not my favorite world record today.
His family's surprised every time he brings a girl over.
This guy's a badass.
This guy is...
There he is.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
know I've said this. I've said this a lot, but you will remember where you were.
Okay.
Here we go.
Stupid world record.
A Florida man has broken the Guinness World Record for the most consecutive cars jumped over on a pogo stick.
Whoa! He got that high?
To celebrate Guinness World Record Day, Tyler Phillips, also known as Pogo Tyler,
well, all right,
bounced over five London taxi cabs to earn the title, and then the London taxi cabs arguably are a little higher than your normal sedan.
Now, from like driver's side door to passenger side door,
or lengthwise?
Widthwise, I would imagine.
Phillips said...
Did he go in between them?
Yeah.
Phillips said he's already looking to attempt the record again with even more cars.
Is there a video of this?
Unfortunately, the Guinness World
Record... You said you watched it.
Yeah, but the one I have, they're still shots.
Oh, okay, okay.
Hold on.
There may be a video.
So if
somewhere.
I print them out and flip them, I can watch.
Yeah, there's the sequential shots of the guy flying over these taxi cabs. Then he lands and flies over the next one. It's really
so
cool.
So one bounce between cars and goes over the next one. Oh, I would like to see this.
The roof or the hood?
The five electric.
No, he goes over the roof. A fair question.
We've already been through that. The five electric cabs measured 6.6 feet tall.
Wow.
And 5.5 feet wide.
Cool.
It took place at the Olympic Park in Stratford, where Shakespeare won a gold in the disc.
That's right.
Yeah. In 1480. Look it up.
Stratford upon Avon.
Shakespeare inspired Michael Jordan to get that hoop earring. I don't know if you guys knew that.
I did not know
that.
Yeah,
the single That's golden hoop.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-hmm. the skateboarder, he's also a passionate skateboarder. He's 21 years old. He's been pogoing for more than 10 years. And now... It says, with an exclamation point, is a record-breaking star.
That's great.
He's so high up.
Yeah, I can't find a video.
He can
either,
do flips.
Yeah.
What I thought was interesting, he's part of the USX Pogo team.
Uh-huh.
Which I...
A team?
I did not know there was a USX Pogo team. It's incredible.
Yeah, where he's known, it says here, for his crisp... Pogo style. Now, who do you think put crisp in there?
Yeah. Well, we know who uses the word crisp.
Right, yeah, all the time. So
he actually tours with a great Americana band from the 70s and 80s. It's the Pogo Poco Tour.
Yeah.
And
oh, nice.
It's
Richie
really Fure, something.
No, the boys. Okay, good.
Wake me up before you pogo.
I don't know why you just farted that out. You should be working on that.
No. One line is fine.
Well, he's
this guy looks like a guy that would pogo, doesn't he?
He's known as Pogo Tyler.
That's a jobless loser.
It's kind of like the pole vault that you used to do, Pat.
Mm-hmm.
Pogoing, I mean, these guys way up there. You could break your neck doing this.
Dude, they should have a pogo vault.
Yes.
Where it is like the pole vault, but it goes boing, and you really fly up there.
Oh, that would get people to go to track meets.
Yeah. How about this, Josh? There's a series of blocks. They get higher and smaller as you go.
Love it.
You pogo until you can't anymore. And maybe you die. Maybe. It's...
Anytime a potential death is involved, people watch.
Exactly. I'm
true.
In.
This is like real Frogger.
So all right.
Just saying. Have you found the movie of this yet? The Guinness website blows. All they ever have are still pictures.
Yeah, it's just still pictures.
And whenever they do have a video, it won't work. So you think with all the money they're getting, they're selling all that beer.
All that beer?
Whatever the hell it is.
Are they related, Guinness and Guinness?
They are.
Oh, yeah. I found it. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that's how it started. It was to settle arguments at bars. Did you find an actual video of this guy pogoing?
Yeah, do you want to see it? Here you go.
Boy, it's hilarious. Boing!
Is it? Oh.
Do you see him?
Yeah, it looks like the cartoon.
It does.
Oh, he flips on one of them.
What's the cartoon crazy. That...
The Pixar guy at the intro to the Pixar thing. Is that what you're talking about?
The lamp? No, it's...
The kangaroo one.
Yeah, yeah.
Kangaroo.
My father. That one. My father.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we heard you.
Are you participating anymore? You
my
out?
Father.
Okay. Now, is that sports, by the way?
Yeah, that's sports. Other than the Colts in-season Hard Knocks premieres tonight on HBO.
Oh, my God.
It's just, a hard knock life.
Let's just call it 10 o'clock Eastern.
Hey!
Hey!
This is what you farted for.
Okay. Whatever you go, sports. Whatever you do,
sports
always.
Sports was good today.
Video
sports.
hour and a half worth of sports. You got to be proud of yourself.
I'm very proud.
On a light sports day. Well, got a kind of an update here. We were informed by a member of the law enforcement community about a certain proper response to a certain type of event. The essence of it was we had a news story yesterday about some dick who walked up to the TSA.
Oh, it was a dick, all right.
Some jackass. And was it the Minneapolis airport, right?
Minneapolis, St. Paul, yes.
People at TSA, they're working hard. They're dealing with the long lines, frustrated people. It's a very tough job. This guy walks up, takes his clothes off, and starts self-pleasuring right in front of him.
Hey, it's a free country, ain't it? Come on, man.
And, that's what he said.
He actually shouted out, "It's a free country." And as a general rule, when someone says that, it's not a good thing.
Yeah,
that's not what the founding fathers had in mind.
That's the top 10 things said after stealing someone's parking space when they're blinkering it already. It's a free country.
You hate when that happens? It happened the other day.
We were, just to go back to the story that we were talking about, this guy's cranking one there, right there in the airport. And my question was, what do you do? Do you let him finish?
We received
a very thoughtful email from a gent with 30 years in law enforcement, and he said, what you do is you pepper spray the guy right down there.
Yeah.
You hit
that
him.
Makes sense.
Hit him where he's, you know, doing what he's doing. And then, Willie, you asked a question, or somebody did that.
Yeah, I said, do you have to, I've heard that in order to hold a taser, you have to get tasered. I've heard that in order to carry pepper spray as a law enforcement officer, you have to get pepper sprayed. I don't know if that was true or not.
It is. I got three letters right here. First one, my son's an FBI agent.
Cool.
Not only do they have to get pepper sprayed in the face, they have to take an agent down and cuff them while their eyes are burning. Then this other guy writes, generally, you are pepper sprayed before you carry it for several reasons. It helps you build a trust in the spray. And you may be hit in an incident with a stray stream. And since you've been through it, you know that you will survive it. Also, you know how much it hurts. Hopefully, you will use it responsibly.
All makes sense.
Yep, does.
Yeah. In any event, in the case of the Mad Jacker.
What a jerk.
That's apparently what you do. Yeah, okay.
Do you think the guy behind him was like, I knew I should have got TSA pre-check. I knew I should have gotten it. Clear.
Seriously, you know there are families around.
Yeah, the line split back there. I could have gone left. Yep. I went right.
Yep. Busy airport, too.
If I'm behind that guy in line, I don't get involved. I don't even take my Raycon out.
No.
I just stay focused, eyes ahead.
I would laugh.
I know. I'd cheer. Yes. Show them who's boss, fella.
They're having a tough enough
day. Of course.
They don't need this jerk.
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. Christy Lee is
here
at
the... Here comes money shot!
Christy Lee is at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. What else is going on?
A newly invented fabric would allow folks to pay for their purchases...
Oh, my God.
...with a high five.
I hate these technologies about fabric.
Engineers at the University of California, Irvine...
Paint and...
We're able to integrate advanced metamaterials into flexible textiles to create a battery-free system that can digitally interact with nearby devices. Yes. Researchers said that with this fabric, electronics establish signaling as soon as you hover your clothes over a wireless reader so you can share information with a simple high five or handshake.
Oh, thanks.
These findings were published in the journal Nature Electronics. Boy,
this is terrifying.
Nature Electronics. What kind of?
So let's say I'm in Bass Pro and I walk up to one of the sales guys and he goes, "Oh, hey, are you Josh Arnold?" I go, "Yeah," and I shake his hand. Now I have to buy a canoe.
No, you've already bought one.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they just have all your information right there, as soon as you touch him.
Are you getting recognized in Bass Pros now?
Oh, you know you are.
Are you an outdoorsy celebrity?
I have to wear sunglasses and a hoodie. Get in there and get out.
Sir, perhaps a canoe is not for you.
Perhaps a bass boat.
Here we go. You know, it's happened a couple times. Josh and I have been out walking around and someone's recognized Josh. And I was standing right there. And they didn't recognize me. I find it quite enjoyable.
You'll get a kick out of this. Yeah. There was a pretty drunk table at the show that we had in Pennington's in Jewett, Ohio there. And Josh is doing great. But there's this couple kind of talking during his whole set. And then after the show, Josh is standing taking pictures. I'm waiting in case anyone wants to take a picture with me. And this woman goes, "Oh, are you friends with Josh?" And I go,
I was on stage for 25 minutes. Yeah, you didn't notice me at all?
Wow.
Insane.
She was about 12 drinks in, though. So.
She was having fun, you know.
Okay, well. Yeah,
so she was having
fun. Now, 10 years from now, it'll be really interesting because there's a phase right now with credit cards. A lot of places now, you insert the card for them, and then you sign on the screen.
Right.
Or you can add the tip on the screen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's really evolved. And this, the notion that pretty soon you're going to be able to just take your phone and wave it.
You can do that now.
Yeah, at some places.
Can, right, but this high five thing is.
This thing is, it's going to be built into your clothing.
No.
My question is, are you still going to be able to wash your clothes?
You must be able to, but this is bizarre.
This is not going to happen.
Taking it too far, you think?
Yes.
Have you ever done the tap when it has the little tap thing?
Right.
And the tap thing doesn't work? And
yes.
You're just like a moron just trying to wave your thing.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I haven't caught up to the technology. Uh-huh. That's how I always feel.
Left out again.
So, and do you have to tap that little fancy looking thing?
Yeah, I'd like to tap that little fancy looking thing.
Uh-oh. Oh,
tap it, well. Tap it, tap it. Oh,
vagina.
Attaboy.
Spell it out, Josh.
Very helpful.
And please refer to that during the process.
Very, very helpful. That'll work. Carry me back to old Virginia.
From where I was born.
So you're not a high fiver, Josh?
I'm not. No. Nope.
And Ace, you're not either. Yeah, as general rule, I'm not.
You know how I get out of it.
How do you get out of the high five?
Normally, if I see somebody coming in for a high five, I go in for a kiss. And they go, hey, and it just ends everything.
Oh, sure.
Male or female?
Yeah.
All right, that would do it. Yeah.
Did you like plan this out? You hated high five so much, you sat down to write one day. How can I get out of this?
No, I just thought it would be funny to do to my buddy one time.
It worked, didn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're madly in love.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Come join TV's Ross Matthews every Thursday on his new podcast, Hello, Ross.
Hi, I'm Ross Matthews, and I am so excited to tell you about my brand new podcast, Hello, Ross.
You know, I just said that.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying it again to emphasize the name of my new podcast. It's Hello, Ross.
Look, you only have like 30 seconds to tell them about the new podcast, Hello, Ross. You have to tell them about the celebrity guests, the interesting people with cool stories to tell, and it's new every Thursday. Go ahead.
You never know who's going to pop by to say Hello, Ross. It could be an Oscar winner, the star of your favorite show, even my dental hygienist.
Really?
No, she's fascinating.
Okay, anyone else?
One time I was at a dinner party, and the lady across from me, turns out she was a dominatrix. Ooh, that's gonna hurt. I've been a naughty boy.
Huh, are you going to ask?
We're gonna go there.
For reals?
And there.
For real reals?
You better stretch.
I better stretch? What the
heck? On our show, nothing's off limits. I'm gonna ask that question.
No.
And that question.
No.
And I'm gonna get away with it.
Oh, boy.
So it's like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? Except think of it Mr. Matthews' Gaberhood. Oh, that sounds fun.
You know, that actually does sound fun.
And it's on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Wait, that's my line. Hello, Ross, available on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, now you just repeated me.
We are so over our time limit.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.